Inequality in Australia is on the climb. Part of the socioeconomic divide is the old real estate adage, location, location, location. Children of low-income families in better-off suburbs have higher aspirations and better outcomes than those in less well-to-do areas. How does this come about? And what can we do to limit inequality in Australia? Associate Professor Jerry Redmond from Flinders University joins us now to discuss. Good morning. What are the kinds of services that people in disadvantaged communities miss out on?
Well, what we found was that quite aside from schooling, that schooling is an issue itself, but quite aside from that, young people in disadvantaged communities engage a lot less in out-of-school recreational activities, such as organized sports or organized drama or other kinds of organized recreational activities. And this is really important because there's a lot of research now which suggests that these kinds of organized activities are important for developing the soft skills. What the Nobel Prize winner James Heckman describes as conscientiousness, perseverance, sociability, and curiosity. And it's these kinds of skills, these soft skills, this tacit knowledge, which is really important for employment and for developing aspirations. It's mixing with a wide range of people that you begin to understand not only what you might like to do in life, but also how to get there. And if you're missing out on these out-of-school extracurricular activities, you're potentially missing out on mixing with this wider range of people who can help you and guide you, if you like, through your aspirations.
So, Jerry, how is it that people from low socioeconomic areas are missing out on these kind of activities that help them develop their aspirations and, you know, potentially gain some upward social mobility?
Okay, well, there's a couple of things going on. Firstly, as any parent will know, out-of-school activities are expensive. And if you're living in a low-income family, very often your parents can't afford the registration fees, they can't afford the equipment, they can't afford the petrol to put in the car to take you to the events. So it's simply not possible often to engage in a lot of these out-of-school activities. But then on top of that, we talked with young people living in these communities, and often they felt like they didn't feel welcome and they were excluded from engaging in these activities because they didn't feel like people wanted them there. This was often the case. So as one young girl said to us, if she went to a neighbouring suburb, an activity in a neighbouring suburb that was a little better off than the suburb she lived in, if anything happened, it'd be her fault, so they'd blame her. And it was that kind of attitude as well, which we found quite striking. And equally, when we talked to young people in the better-off neighbourhoods, some of them said, well, you know, we'd ask them, would you go to the youth club in the disadvantaged suburb next door? We didn't say that. We gave the name of the suburb. And because they got great hip-hop or drumming lessons there, and they wouldn't. One of them said, oh, no, that's for troubled kids. So we have this divide where the young people themselves don't mix. But really, this is driven as well by a lack of access to these extracurricular activities if you don't have low income, if you don't have the money to pay for them.
We're speaking with Associate Professor Jerry Redmond from Flinders University about how where children grow up affects their prospects. Now, Jerry, there seems to be this growing inequality in Australia that sort of is not only economic but is also class-based. And some of the things that you're talking about there about how even children are identifying with people from a different class and speaking about them differently can affect how they see themselves. I mean, what does it say, do you think, about our society that we're having, you know, young people talking about issues of class when really that shouldn't seem to matter at such a young age?
I think it's how we're socialised, really, and who we mix with. And I think one of the challenges that Australia faces now is that schooling and communities are increasingly socially segregated. We all know, for example, about the cost of housing, and this is one thing that causes or is associated with social segregation, because if housing costs are really high in one suburb, well, people with low incomes are going to move to another suburb where they can afford to live. So we do have that aspect of increasing geographic segregation. And connected with that, there's also evidence of increasing social segregation in terms of access to schooling. So most kids go to public schools, but there's evidence now that even in public schools, there tends to be more of a concentration, more of a polarization between schools that have predominantly middle-class, well-off kids or predominantly lower-income kids. So this is happening in society in lots of different areas. And, of course, it feeds through then to who you mix with and who you can learn from and the kinds of aspirations you have.
Now, given... it seems that Australia does not like to see itself as having strong sort of class lines. This is something that, our society doesn't really like to address. But given that children are sort of having these sort of observations and experiences, is it time that we as a society have a stronger discussion about what class means in Australia?
That's an interesting question. I'm wondering whether things have changed greatly over the last 20 or 30 years. I really find that very hard to say. We don't have the evidence on that. And it may be that 20 or 30 years ago, things weren't that different. Like, we certainly know that poverty 20 or 30 years ago didn't necessarily lead to great outcomes either in Australia. So this is something that isn't that new in that sense. I think the issue that we need to discuss is what kind of society we want and how we want to make it as inclusive as possible for all our children. And I think this is a challenge not just in terms of, social cohesion and feeling good about ourselves. It's a strong economic question as well, because if young people are going through schools and they don't have the same aspirations, they don't have the same outcomes as other young people, that's a loss to the economy as well, because we all want our kids to have good educations, become productive citizens, and the higher aspirations and the more you can achieve, the more productive you're going to be. So it's a big question, not just for in terms of social class and social cohesion, but also for future economic development.
Well, Jerry, you've given us a lot to think about this morning, and thanks for joining us on Breakfast.
Thank you very much, Tom and Casey. Cheers.
That was Associate Professor Jerry Redmond from Flinders University speaking with us about how where children grow up affects their prospects.